12-0, 9:04 remaining in the opening half. And Cameron, this is not exactly an insurmountable lead for Autauga Academy, but it's one of those points in the game that you would like to see the Morgan Academy offense respond with a score.
Yeah, this is a situation that Morgan Academy has become accustomed to, and last week they showed a lot of resilience in the face of adversity. And so tonight they have another opportunity for a comeback, and still too much time left in this ball game to get down on yourself.
Well, it's 9:04 left in the opening half as a short kick goes to the middle of the field for Kemmer at the 19. Trying to set up his blocks across the 30-35, lowers his head, still on his feet, and is finally taken down shy of the 40 at the 38-yard line. So Morgan Academy once again with good field position, as they've had a couple of decent drives so far today, but just haven't not been able to finish, and they've bogged down once they've got inside the 40-yard line.
Yeah, they've progressively moved the ball, but in the last series, the bad snap and the turnover resulted in a touchdown for Autauga Academy. So you got to just fix those problems.
Four receivers on the play, two to each side. Five-man front for Autauga. Snap and the give to Henderson with a flag on the play as he'll come to the near side. 40, 45, breaks a tackle to the 50 for a first down, but we've got a flag in the backfield. And I think this may be coming back.
Yeah, it's going to be coming back, and it looks like an illegal shift on Jackson Henderson right there for Morgan Academy that negates the first down run there from the senior.
So that'll move the play 5 yards. Still a first down, but first and 15 yards to go. Football will be at the 33-yard line. Autauga Academy up 12-0 as they have a 45-yard run for Tevin Sharp. And then most recently a 17-yard run for their star running back. Shotgun for Adams as he'll drop to throw. Throws the fade pattern near boundary and it goes out of bounds, intended for Miller Spivey, as the wind affected that one.
Yeah, the wind caught that one, and I thought Miller Spivey was going to come down with that nice over the back shoulder grab, but unfortunately couldn't connect with his big, you know, receiver that was really utilized and helped in that victory against Tuscaloosa Academy last weekend.
D. Smith on the coverage, the cornerback. Second down and 15 yards to go. Woodham Kemmer has played the entire game at running back offensively. Five-man front for Autauga. Shotgun with Henderson in motion. Snapping the gift to Henderson off the right side. He has room, has blocking, 45, has the first down at midfield as he'll get taken down by Marvell into Autauga Academy territory at the 49-yard line. And once again, good blocking on the outside, propelling Henderson for another first down jet sweep.
And I'm not surprised to see Morgan Academy, you know, shooting for the edges and trying to create that outside space with Jackson Henderson. And I'm just going to be interested to see if Sam Bracken gets involved here sooner rather than later.
So a gain of 18 yards for Jackson Henderson. First down and 10 for the second time tonight into Autauga Academy territory for the Senators offense. Four receivers on the play. Five-man front for Autauga. Snap and the keeper for Adams as he'll get tackled behind the line of scrimmage for a loss, as the officials will say that the forward progress got back to the 48 of Morgan Academy, but still a 3-yard loss.
Yeah, I don't know if that was a busted play or a good defensive scheme and sniff there from Autauga Academy, but unfortunately it results in a negative a drop of yardage, and so
loss of 3 on the play, 2nd and 13. Ball in the middle of the field going to our left, 7:35 left in the opening half. 12-0 Autauga Academy leading as Bracken in motion. Snap, and the keeper for Adams off the near side gets across the 50, close to the original line of scrimmage. Looked as if Harrison Adams had some room, but give credit to the linebacker in sophomore DJ Gardner for coming up for the open field tackle.
I mean, these are guys that can break down and make some fundamental tackles here for Autauga Academy. And once again, as I mentioned, you know, you can defeat that size with your speed and Jackson Henderson and Bracken, but you can't, you know, rely on these third down and longs here throughout the game.
So third down and long as Morgan Academy will call a timeout. 6:48 left in the opening half. Third down and 11 upcoming after the timeout. 12-0 Autauga Academy leads as we'll take a 30-second timeout here on Alex FM. Morgan Academy down 12-0, 6:48 left in the opening half. James Hardy and Cameron Two with you. We have a third down and 11 coming out of the timeout. Line to reach for the first down will be the Autauga 39. Football at midfield at the near hash mark. Morgan Academy going to our left.
Going to be interesting to see who the target is right here on this third and long. You know, the defenders will probably be keying in on Jackson Henderson. But we've also seen Miller Spivey and Sam Bracken used in these situations. But it's definitely a third down that Morgan needs to convert right here.
Third down and 11. Spivey to the near side. One-on-one coverage for Campbell at the far side. Harrison Adams awaiting the shotgun snap as Autauga Academy showing blitz. 10 on the play clock. Kemmerd, the lone setback, snap to Adams under some pressure. He'll step up, fires downfield, has Henderson behind the defense, makes the catch, 15, 10, 5, breaks the tackle, and he's in. Give him 6, touchdown, Morgan Academy.
Big play there, pitch and catch from Harrison to Jackson Henderson with the defender on his heels. And right, just like that, Morgan's back in this game.
A big play, 50-yard touchdown pass from Harrison Adams to Jackson Henderson as Morgan Academy gets on the board, and a picture-perfect throw that time for Harrison Adams.
Nice throw, nice poise there on the run.